Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have
good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. We are so excited for our Tuesday night Bible study to partake and get into the Word of God. We come before you from Praise Tabernacle. Our pastor is Bishop Omar Zachary and his beautiful wife, Pamela Zachary. We are just so excited tonight about the Word of God and getting a word to go on a little further. We're so glad the panel has joined us on tonight. Thank you, everyone on the panel that's here tonight. And we're just excited. We're glad. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be made glad in it. And let me tell you something, if you're not rejoicing and made glad in it, find something to rejoice about and be glad in it, because God did something for you today. He woke you up this morning. He got you started. You're breathing. You're moving. You have the use of your limbs. You're able to listen in on this Bible study, and that's something to rejoice about. We ask that you get your pencil, your paper, and your Bible so that you can take notes, so that you can go back and study the Word of God for yourself. Tonight, we have our very own Elder Derek Oliver that's going to bring the Bible study on tonight. And before he comes, I'll open up with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your love, your power, your anointing, God. We thank you for the word, God, because it is life into our situation that we live each and every day. We can find it in the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, that you are able to do anything but fail. We pray, Father God, that everyone listening on tonight would get a word to let them go on to see what the end is going to be. We pray that you would touch the speaker on tonight as he brings the word and pour out. We pray, Father God, that you would pour back into him. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Elder Derek Oliver.
Amen, everybody. Thanks, Evangelist Stanton. I appreciate it. And thank everybody that's on the panel tonight, Elder Bluette, Minister Tobert, Evangelist Stanton, and Evangelist Bluette. I just want to say thank y'all for being here on tonight. We do have a word from the Lord. I'm going to be a little little different tonight. I just going to be a little, I'm not going to say different. This is normally how I would present it, but I just feel very blessed in my spirit to be able to, again, be a part of a team and to be a part of this team, because I've learned and I've grown so much just being a part, listening to each and every one of y'all in some way, shape, or form. I've grown. I know I've grown. A lot of other people may not have known it, but I know I have grown spiritually. And it's from the surroundings of my home church. So for everyone that's a part of Praise Tabernacle, you know, I really do appreciate you, especially this panel here, because I have learned a lot. And tonight I'm excited. I'm probably overly excited tonight about the word, because I'm just excited about the word of God. And before I get started, I'm going to talk a little bit, and I'm going to explain something that I do. And what I do as a believer is, you know, Christ is our example. But, you know, sometimes the Lord will put people in your life, and you know, you will see people, and you will see the Christ in them. And you want to be around them because you're trying to get to that level of where they're at. Not that they're think that they're better or anything like that, but you want to be around people who are real, who are genuine, and you want to, you know, I find different people in my life, just people who are genuine that you want to be around. And I was thinking about this the other day, and the scriptures was in my head, and I was thinking, and you know, sometimes people come into your life, or people you see, you fellowship with, or you go to church, you see the Christ in them, and you see that all their steps are good steps, and even though they're good steps, you just see it. And so, you know, tonight, I know last week we was having a discussion last week and everything, but tonight, to make myself to be a better version of Elder Oliver, be a better version of myself, you know, there's certain people you want to, you see that they got it. And once you see that they got it, you want to try to get everything that they have and try to include it into your life so you can get it. We know that the Lord is our example, but sometimes you need that earthly example to see things. A little over a month ago, I went on I won't say it's a fast, just to get off of red meat for a minute. And I did 30 days, and it was a blessing. My sister, Evangelist Stan, was one of the ones who encouraged me to do it, along with my wife, you know, because they make things look so easy, so comfortable. They make it seem so, what I want to say, they were giving me the things I needed to hear in order for me to do it. So sometimes you got to have that example on right here in front of you to in order to find out where you're going. You need that example. You need to hear that. And tonight, like I said, I'm excited for the word because I've heard from the Lord. And when you hear from the Lord, you get excited. And I'm not like I can't teach like everybody else. I just got to say what I'm going to say. And I know that it's of God because I just know. And he put people around me in order for me to get what I need to get. Because sometimes you need that push. But, hey, I'm going to go ahead and pray, and I'm going to get into this word. I'm going to go. So save your comments. And when I stop, I'm going to ask y'all for your comments. Or you can wait to the very end. I'm not going to be long tonight, I promise you. We're going to get in, hit it, quit it, and get out the way. And hopefully you get something out of this word. But I'm going to pray, and then we're going to go. If you have your Bibles, go to Psalms, the 37th verse, and I'm going to start at verse 23. Psalms 37:23, and I'm going to say a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you just be with me tonight, Father God. Father God, if there's anything in me that's not like you, I ask that you forgive me for it, Father God, and cleanse me from anything, Father God. Father God, I ask that you hide me behind the cross where I'm not seen, but your word is seen. And Father God, give me the wisdom and the knowledge to rightly divide your word, Father God, and give the listener the ear to hear your word, but not only be hearers of your word, but be doers of your word. We ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, went on this fast, and I feel so much better and cleaner on the inside. And the Lord is doing a lot. And for me and my family, my wife, we got a lot going on. Her daughter is about to have surgery. We just going to claim healing. And I'm excited because I know God is going to move. And I know he's going to do a lot of great things. But the 23rd song, the 37th song, Psalm 37, and I'm going to take my time tonight. I'm going to go with verse 23 in the King James Version. And it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I'm going to stop right there. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And see, I feel preaching right there in that verse. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. See, we can step any kind of way we want to get. We have choices to step right. We have choices to step left. We have choices to step any kind of way we want to step. But the verse here says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And the word ordered in the Hebrew, yeah, I'm going to teach a little bit. The word ordered by the Hebrew means established. When you're stepped, you're being established by the Lord. A lot of times it says that just because you're in church don't necessarily mean that your steps are ordered. Just because you're an elder or a preacher or a teacher or an evangelist doesn't mean that your steps are ordered because ordered by the Lord. They may be ordered by you, but they may be ordered by the Lord. There's a difference, and we need to recognize the difference by your steps are ordered, established, where you're going, who you're going with, what you're going for, are established by the Lord. That means you can't do anything unless it's established by the Lord. Now, you can do what you want to do, but that doesn't mean it is established. But when your steps are ordered, you get some prizes when your steps are ordered by the Lord. Because when your steps are ordered by you, you're liable to mess up. When you're doing what you want to do, you're liable to slip and fall. It's not being ordered by the Lord, and there's a difference. And in this verse right here, we're going to see some things. And even when you make mistakes, because we all fall short of the glory of God, and we all make mistakes, but if you look in this, in the verses that we're going to be reading tonight, your steps are ordered by the Lord, ordered, established. And when they're ordered by the Lord, and it says, and he will delight in he delights in his way. Verse 24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. See, it's telling us we're going to make mistakes. We ain't going to always step right. But if your steps are ordered and we take a wrong step, he's going to uphold us. Not us just out there stepping any old kind of way, doing what we want to do, doing our will and not his will. Because if you're doing your will and not his will, he won't be able to uphold you because he don't even know who you are. You're just out there stepping. You're just out there doing what you want to do. But when you out there and your orders are stepped by the Lord, your steps.
And Oliver?
I think we lost him.
He's on some good scripture right now.
Amen.
Somebody text
anybody
him
right
have,
okay.
I wanted to say
does anybody
something.
Have anything to say about that verse?
I do. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello? Okay. When you're near somebody and they almost get ready to fall, right? You can catch them before they fall. But if you're nowhere near God, so many people are are falling because and making mistakes because they're not near. You have to stay in the shadows. You have to abide near God. That rim of safety, he can't protect you. To follow God, you must trust him in every situation and try to do his will. Try to do his will. If you want direction from God, you have to be going his way. How can he hold you up if you're not near him? He can't hold you up. We have to stay close. We have to abide at all times. Not when we want to. We can't be wishy-washy. We in this week, we out this week. No, abide. And you wonder why you go through so much. It's not that we're not going to go through. Everybody in my family, we didn't been through our time. But we trusted him. I wasn't praying for God to get me out. I wanted him to come in the situation. Mm-hmm. Lord, come in the situation. Come in here with me. Show me what I need to know why I'm in here. Teach me so I can teach others. But we have to be willing vessels. God is a gentleman. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on you. But if you stay near him, he'll hold you up. He'll keep you. Amen?
Amen. 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 I am so sorry. I wore my mic out. It then went out on me. I do apologize. I had to get a different mic. I do apologize. But I thank you, Evangelist, for holding it down for me until I got back. again, we're talking about the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. And when we say that, that means we're going to let the Lord's will be done and not our will. When your steps are ordered, that means you're following Christ. You're following Christ. Christ not following you. Now, when I say that, in a minute, I'm going to reverse that as well. Christ will follow us as we follow him. But if we're trying to lead Christ places we ain't got no business being, your steps aren't being ordered. When your steps are ordered by the Lord, the scriptures is very clear when it says your steps are ordered by the Lord and he delights in his ways. Through verse 24, through he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. See, sometimes when we make mistakes and we go the wrong way and we do the wrong thing sometimes, but we have the intent of going right, the Lord is going to uphold us. He's going to take care of us. He's going to show us. He's going to teach us. He's going to get us in the direction we need to be. He know we're not going to be perfect, but if you can just have your steps ordered by him, and I got to keep saying this, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, ordered. That means established. You're establishing a relationship with the Lord. And when you can establish a relationship with the Lord, your steps become a lot more easier. Sometimes we want to do the two-step. Two steps we in, two steps we out. Two steps we in, two steps we out. We don't know what you're doing. We don't know if you're doing a holy dance or you're doing a worry dance, because every so often the steps that you're taking are not ordered by him. They're ordered by you. And if you're doing your steps by what you're doing, we can't tell what you're trying to do or what you're trying to become, because you want to be in and out at the same time. But the Lord says that the steps of a good man are ordered by him. So when you get the steps of a good man or a good woman, that means your steps are going to be ordered by the Lord. There's not going to be no resistance. And when you fall, he's going to uphold you in your fall. And one of my points I want to make, for every step that you take, there's grace for every step when your steps are ordered by the Lord. See, that makes me want to shout right there again. If your steps are ordered by the Lord, every step you take, there's grace, because you're going to have his grace with you. You're going to have his grace around you. And no matter what happens to you, as long as he's ordering your steps, you're going to be okay. That's what makes me excited about what I'm doing, where I'm going, because my steps are ordered, not by a church, not by a pastor, not by no man. It's ordered by the Lord. I'm doing, and we should be doing, what the Lord has called us to do. Our steps should be ordered by the Lord.
A good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. And if you're stepping the way the Lord will want you to step, it will be easy to serve God. It will be easy to do certain things that Christ would have us to do to build his kingdom because his steps are ordered. And see, that's what I get excited about because I'm excited about my steps. I don't know about you, but I get excited about what God is doing and how he's doing it because I'm a good man, because my steps are ordered by the Lord. And because even though I may mess up sometimes, even though I may say some things that I probably shouldn't say, the Lord is still going to uphold me because my steps are ordered by him. And if you are walking with the Lord tonight, if you find yourself stumbling a little bit, you got to understand, are your steps ordered by the Lord, or are you trying to do too much and trying to have the Lord follow you instead of you follow the Lord? See, that's what we do sometimes. I used to be one of them people that always wanted the Lord to follow me. And every time I would always fall and hurt myself. And then one day I just had to repent and ask God to forgive me. And Lord, you order my steps. You go before me and let me follow you the way you would have me to go. Let your will be done and not my will. A lot of times we want our will to be done. We got a lot of stuff going on in my house. And you see, our steps are ordered. And if they're ordered, that means it's already been ordained. That means God already has the answer that he wants us to have. We just got to keep stepping. And when you're stepping in the right way, you can start giving God praise for stuff you don't even know, because he's going to say that if you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires. Yeah, yeah, that's right. He will give you the desires. And when you delight yourself, in the Hebrew, the word delight means lean. When you can lean on him, that means he's going to be able, he knows what you need. So he knows the direction you're going in because he ordered your steps. And if he knows what you're going to be faced with, he's already going to give you the equipment that you need in order to get through what you're going through because he's ordering your steps. It's not me doing it, it's him. So why I'm excited on this Tuesday night is I really don't care about anybody, but I'm concerned about my steps because my steps are ordered by the Lord. So when I say I don't care about everybody else, I can't be concerned with everybody and their steps. I have to be concerned with my steps, because if I'm concerned with my steps, then that means I'm doing what the Bible is telling me to do. My steps are ordered by the Lord. And when I say that, steps being ordered by the Lord, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but when you can delight yourself, that which I said in the Hebrew means lean, that means God can trust you to trust you with your choices. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. Yeah, I know I'm saying a lot tonight, but hopefully you'll get it, because if you can't, I'm just telling you, when you delight yourself in him, which the word in the Hebrew delight means to lean, that means God can trust you with your choices. Yeah. Yeah, he can trust you with your choices.
Elder Oliver.
Yes.
Man, I know you're excited, but I am too. So I want to kind of just interject right here. When I read this scripture, the first thing I thought about was a restaurant. And I thought about, for example, having a dish that was really good at a restaurant, and I told a friend about it. And I said, now, I don't know about all the other food, but I know about this dish. So when you get to the restaurant, order that dish because you won't be disappointed. So immediately when I start thinking about this scripture, I start thinking about Jesus has already placed the order. So when we get to the place that we need to get to, the order has already been placed. And if we get that thing that he ordered, then we're going to delight in that. But if we get to the restaurant and we begin to look at the menu and we see the dish that was recommended, but we don't order that dish, we might not have a good experience. That's when we fall, because we should have ordered the dish that was recommended to us. And I just see that. Here it is. God has already placed the order, and all we have to do is walk in that and receive that exact order. But when we begin to go outside of, when we try to look at other dishes, when we try to look at other things, that's when we mess up, because that wasn't the recommended dish. It may be okay, but it wasn't the recommended dish. It may not come out cooked well because it wasn't the recommended dish. God has ordered our steps, and all we have to do is receive that order. Then it's going to come out good. But if we don't receive the order, we don't know how it's going to fall. And like you just said, the choices that we make may not be the best choices, but if we allow him to choose for us, if we allow him to order for us, then we can delight in that. Thank you, sir. This is a great lesson on tonight.
Hold on. Stop looking at other people's plate. That's all I want to say. Stop looking at other people's plate. In your lane, okay?
All right. So Evangelist Stanton and my wife just hit it. The sermon titled "Stay in Your Lane," and it had to do with what God said in the beginning when he said, when God said, "Let there be," it already was, because time and chance has nothing to do with him. So when he said, "Let there be," it already was. And then he said, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." Our lane already has the blessings installed. The menu you talked about is that it's that already installed, that if we stay in our lane, our blessings are there. And yet we'll have trials and tribulations. They are in our lane. We'll have blessings. They're in our lane. We'll have misunderstandings. We'll have mishaps. We'll have failures. They're in our lane. So the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, because he said, let there be, it already was. So if we stay in our lane, we're headed in the right direction, that whenever we fall or need help, it's in our lane that we're in to ask God for it, or to ask God to, you know, to excuse us or forgive us or to bless us or to ask in need. It's all in our lane if we would stay on the steps ordered by the Lord. So, I was looking at that sermon last week, and it just hit home that I didn't know that when I listened to it, I didn't know that was me. But it was me. I didn't feel it was me. But yeah, Elder Oliver, you picked some good scriptures tonight. That's the first division, the 37th song, and it's a good one. And if we can meditate on that, anybody who's listening, keep that psalm in your heart. Keep it, because God will sustain you and keep you on every step that he has ordered you to be in. To stay in your lane.
Could I say one more thing, please? I just text I'm not gonna say who, but I just text somebody about God is gonna. He has not handfuls of blessings in your lane, but armfuls of blessings in your lane. But you have to stay in it to get the armful of the blessings. Just like the Boaz was leaving handfuls of blessings, just blessings, just blessings, just blessings. If we just stay in God's plan, stop looking on other people's plate, because you don't know how much his plate costs and what, and if you can afford his plate. Stay with the plate that was recommended to you, which is Christ. Because I'm telling you, Christ paid the price. He paid the price already. But if we just stay in our lane, he has so much bigger and better for us if you just stay in your lane.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you, Elder Brouette. It's very exciting when you can walk, as y'all want to say, in your lane and know that when you're walking, they were ordered by the Lord. And this is the thing that gets me, because every day that I wake up, I want to walk. I want my steps to be ordered. I don't want to have anything to do with my steps. I want it all to be done by the Lord. And when you have the mind steps to walk in the steps that the Lord has ordered, it really doesn't matter, because if you're walking in the way that he would have you to walk, even though sometimes we may get discouraged, sometimes we may get weak, sometimes we may get a little frustrated with things that's going on. I know with my wife's daughter and everything that's getting ready, it gets kind of frustrating because you hear all the negativity. You hear all the news. If you know what we went going through, you would see that. But our steps have been ordered by the Lord. And this is what gets exciting, because no matter what we think, no matter what we say, if our steps is ordered, God is going to have the last say so. And that's what I'm excited about right now. See, I can shout for a healing right now before the healing gets here, because I know my steps has already been ordered. I know the Lord has already made a plan out, and I don't know exactly how it's going to end, but I know it's going to end good because my steps is ordered. And even though I may get a little headache, I may get a little winded sometimes, I know it's going to be good because he said he's going to uphold me even when I start thinking wrong. Even when I start may want to go the wrong way, he's going to uphold me because I'm going to walk in the steps that he's ordered. And we as Christians must take this and we must apply it. All we got to do is show up and take it step by step by step. And I know some of us are a little winded, maybe a little tired, maybe a little frustrated, maybe going through some things. But I'm reminded about a cartoon. And I was going to save this, but I'm going to go ahead and use it now. I'm reminded about a cartoon, and I may have to close on this, but the cartoon is Popeye. Y'all remember the cartoon Popeye and how Bluto used to always beat up Popeye? And you do ever know why Bluto beat up Popeye? Do you know why? Because of the olive oil. Yeah, because of the olive oil. And what happens is, if you don't know about Popeye, maybe I'm going before some of y'all's time a little bit, Popeye would get strong by what? Eating the spinach. And no matter how bad he was getting beat up, Popeye always had enough strength to open the can of spinach to get the energy that he needed. What I'm trying to say is, if you walk in with what the Lord is telling you to do, even though you may get weak, you may not know how you're going to make it, he's going to give you the strength to put the word in you. He's going to give you that. So when I was watching Popeye this morning and Bluto was beating him up, I didn't understand, how did he have the strength to open the can of spinach with his bare hands if he was getting beat up and he didn't have no strength? See, that's the way the Lord would move. So I believe Brother Popeye was a Christian because he had enough strength when he was down and out to open the can of spinach, to eat it, to keep doing what he had to do. But the reason he was being beat up is because of the olive oil. See, that should have made everybody shout, because when you got God's oil, the devil going to come after you. Oh, man, does anyone got anything they want to say? I'm going to have to preach Popeye again. If not, I'm gonna keep it moving. Verse 25,
yeah.
I have a young.
Yeah. Oh. Go ahead, Mr. Tobin.
No, I was just going to just say, first off, this is an on-time word because we serve an on-time God. And when I look over these scriptures, I get a whole lot, and I'm definitely inspired by all the comments. And Elder Oliver, you just being used by the Lord is a good thing on today. And I just want to say just real quick, just pretty much summing up what everybody else already said, that the Lord is going to take care of us. And I know we haven't went further anyway, where it says, you know, and he delighteth his way. But as we get down to 25 and he says, and I being young and now old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And it's just like God will take care of you. He'll take care of your family. You know, he'll take care of your seeds. you know, and we serve a God that will also make sure that you're straight, your children are straight, but we just got to do what we're supposed to do and allow God to lead us, like you said. And it's just a wonderful thing. Same thing that we have with our plans. We give our plans to the Lord and just allow the Lord to show us the way. And then everything will work out the way it's supposed to. If we show God our plans, and then God can fill out the plans for us. But if we get to try to do things on our own, that's how things can get messed up. But just allow God to work in our favor. That's all I want to say. Good lesson.
Amen. Amen. So to add to that, older now, me myself, I can understand when David said that, because I have tried to, and I've had many failures. To everybody listening, I've had many failures, but I have tried as best I can to stay in my lane where my steps have been ordered. And I have seen, and I'm a living witness to my kids being blessed. And even though they err in their ways at times, which we all do, around to see their issues or the problems that they had and resolved and back on track, I'm an old man now that have seen my seed being blessed and taken care of. And we can't put it on us as an individual because of what we dedicate to God, that everything's going to be all right in your family. No, we can't do that, because each and every person has to have God and Jesus in their life, right? But I have seen them not beg for anything to the public. They may beg to me, and I give it. So God has blessed me and my wife to bless our seed, that they will never, ever beg for bread or anything else for that matter. So I'm a witness to the word of God that is true. And whatever you are going through, whoever's listening, whatever you are going through, try your best to stay in your lane, that your steps are pre-ordered, and that blessings for your life are yet still ahead of you in your lane if you stay in it. And every step you make, Christ makes it an extra step for you, because he's sitting now at the right hand of the Father, explaining to God, his Father, that you're going to be all right. I got them. I will send the Holy Ghost to involve them with us, that you can have a place in their body, within their heart, that they can listen to you and stay in your lane.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, Minister Tober, for your comments. They're being received very well. Again, like I said, I'm over here happy, because I just know that the Lord is ordering my steps. And then sort of piggyback, I'm going to go with verse 25, sort of what Elder Blewett just summed up. I've been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begged for bread. See, one of the things that I love about when your steps is ordered, and I know me and my wife's steps have been ordered, and I know there's a lot of things going on in our house. That's why I got to preach what I preach, because, you know, we have to practice what we preach, is no matter what's coming down the pipe, you know, our seeds is going to be taken care of because we're praying for them. Not because we're praying for them, whether they're doing right, whether they're doing wrong, but the seeds have been planted in them for them to know and how to grasp, so they won't have to beg for nothing. And when they won't and they need help, all they got to do is call upon the name of Jesus, because it's already been a foundation already set. They may not be living it, they may not be stepped, but it's already been stepped. Their steps have already been pre-ordered by the Lord. And because we are the parents, and because we are the head, and because we're trying to do the right thing, God is going to have a hedge around them so that they won't have to go through what other young people or what other kids who parents are not believers are going through. And yeah, I'm going to say, because when you do things the way the Lord wants you to do it, he will bless your seeds. Even if they don't deserve to be blessed, he will bless them anyway because we're praying for them. And because they have to take their own, bear their own cross and take their own step. You know, maybe they have to go a little bit around the mountain and up the mountain and through the mountain. But the thing about it is they're still connected with Christ because they know what mama and daddy and everyone else taught them about the Lord and how to serve the Lord and when times get hard. So when he says that, you know, sometimes we may make wrong decisions, he will uphold us. So sometimes when you do things and it don't seem right, he will uphold us. We have to be mature about that. We have to understand when we're wrong. We can't go around here doing what we want to do or what we think is right to do. We have to have our steps ordered by the Lord. We can't go out here trying to do things that we know that we're not capable of doing. We have to understand what's going on and what's at stake. And if you have your steps ordered, and just like the scripture says, your seeds will be blessed. And I'm seeing that. I'm seeing that. My son just turned 26 years old, and he's calling me out because he want to pick a wife. He's ready. Our conversations aren't like other people's conversations. He's ready. He's prime. He's asking the right questions. But the thing about it is he's coming to the right person. He's coming to his daddy for advice about dating. And like I tell him, we ain't trying to make no babies right now. Do it the right way. Let the Lord show you who the right one is. See, this is what I'm excited about. So I may have some issues before with him, but he's doing it the right way. I can rejoice right now. And when I say it, I'm not bragging about me. I'm just bragging about what God can do when you start stepping in the way that he wants you to step, because your life becomes so much better, so much sweeter. I said it last night. Me and my, we went through some hell, but you know what? It's so sweet right now because we know that we can make it, because we didn't took every blow that the devil then threw at us, and we're good. We're good because our steps is ordered. We don't have to have no approval from nobody. Long as the Lord is directing our steps, he's happy with what's going on in our lives. He's happy, and I'm happy. I'm just trying to share it with you. I just want y'all to get some of what I got. Because if your steps are ordered and you're walking in the right order, you're gonna be ready to shout. Not because Elder Oliver said it, because you're walking with the Lord for yourself. You see it for yourself. See, I don't, let me go ahead and move on. Verse 26, he is merciful and leadeth and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Verse 27, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Verse 28, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints, and are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off, and the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therefore forever. See, I like what he says in the last part of that. The wicked shall be cut off. Now, let me just say this, because a lot of people who want to put their own steps or you know, want to do what they want to do, there comes a time where you may seem like you're doing right, but the God is going to cut you off. He's going to cut you off. And when you cut off, you won't have the presence of God no more. And when you don't have the presence of God, you don't have the power. When you don't have the power, you don't have nothing but junk. And this, let me say this, because there's a lot of people out there they're saying that their steps are ordered, but they're wicked, because if your steps was ordered by the Lord, you wouldn't be gossiping, you wouldn't be backbiting, you would do things in decent and in order the way the Lord would have your steps be decent and in order. And if they're not decent and in order, then there's a problem with the steps, because the Bible says that the Lord orders the steps of a good man, of a good woman. And if you out creating hell and sowing discord and living any kind of way you want to live, that's not directed by the Lord. You're doing what you want to do, and you will get cut off. And what I'm trying to do is tell you, repent, get right with the Lord, so he don't cut you off. Yeah, we got grace, and we got mercy. But as I said, he will cut you off if you're trying to do your own thing. And a lot of people want to do the two-step, the cabbage patch. Don't nobody want to walk the way the Lord wants them to walk, because it's not about you, it's about him. And when it becomes about him, you will start seeing things. Things are going to get a little tough. Things are going to get a little tight. The scripture says that. But what the Lord will give us, he will give us peace. But you got to come get the peace. That's a choice you got to make. So whatever's going on, you can't blame it on the devil. You can't blame it on your parents. You can't blame it on your spouse. The only person you can blame is yourself, because you in charge of where you stepping at. And if you're stepping in the right direction, the Lord is going to be right there to guide you. And not only he's not going to guide you, he's going to guide your family. Even though they may not be acting right, he's still going to bless them, because you're doing what you're supposed to do. He's going to have mercy with them. And like I said, for every step, there's grace. And not only that, but we also got to understand that there's grace for every step. And there's one more thing. For every time we stumble, he grips us. He upholds us for when we stumble. And that's another thing that I get excited about, that when I fall, the Lord got me. I ain't got to go confess to a whole bunch of people. I ain't got to sit myself down. I can still, because the Lord has me. And if he called me, he justified me. And if he called me, yeah, I'm going to have some bad days, but I just got to keep staying in there with the Lord, staying in there with the Lord. I don't know about gents. I know it's a little different Bible study tonight, but I'm excited because there's a challenge that's up against me and my family. And since I'm the head, I have to attack it. And when I attack it, I have to attack it through the word of God. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. He knows what's coming down the pipe. It's already done. The healing is already there. Y'all don't hear me. The healing is already there. See, I can shout about that because I can see it coming, because he's ordered my steps. He's already predestinated all this. All this is just a formality. All this is just how we're going to thank him when we get to the end. But see, before we get to the end, I'm going to go ahead and thank him, because I don't want to be like the 10 leopards, the 9 leopards that got healed, and they was all running to the priest. One of them had enough sense to turn around and run to the Lord and say thank you. And see, we got to start turning back and going back to the Lord and say thank you, and stop running to all these different priests and stop running to all these different churches. We need to stop and turn back to who blessed us, who raised us, who turned us around, who cleaned us up, and say thank you. And see, that's what we need. That's where our steps are ordered. But like them 9 leopards that was running, and Jesus told them to go see the priest, and only one of them had enough sense once they were running and all the ailments and they started to get healed. He had enough sense to say it wasn't the priest that healed me, it was the Lord, and had enough sense to turn around and go thank the Lord. And the Lord told him they just got healed, but you were made whole. See, God has more for us when we can turn back to him and say thank you. He wants to make us whole. And in order for us to be made whole, we have to be obedient, and we have to know where our blessing is coming from. And see, I'm excited. I can keep on preaching and preaching and preaching. But see, them lepers just popped in my head, because it was 9. It was 10 of them. 9 of them was running to the priest, because that's what Jesus told them to do. But when they started running and they began to get healed, one of them had enough sense to say, I was sick until Jesus told me what to do. So I'm going to go back and thank him. And see, sometimes we need to go back to the basics and thank the Lord for having us where we are right now. And don't think that we're bigger or better than anybody else, because we're not. We need to go back and say thank you, humble ourselves, and say thank you, Lord, because I could have been one of the 9 that was running to see a priest. And if you listen to anything about whatever Elder Oliver say, I'm not running to no man to thank him for anything, because it wasn't man that healed me when I had cancer. It wasn't a man that healed me when I was blind in my left eye. It wasn't a man that took my blood sugar from over 1,000 and brought it back down to 120, 140, where it's supposed to. It wasn't a man. So I can't go thank no doctor. I have to thank the Lord. I have to humble myself and go back to the basics. That when we were young and we were doing this thing for the Lord out in the public, just being on fire for the Lord, but now we didn't got so
high acidity that we can't do nothing and just want to throw a couple dollars in the plate and think that we're good. No, you need to go out there and be evangelizing and doing what God has called you to do and tell him thank you. That's all I got. If anyone has any more comments, I'm going to turn this thing back over because I can keep on preaching and preaching and preaching, and I don't want to keep y'all here past 8 o'clock. So I'm going to turn this service back over to Evangelist Stanton, and if anyone have any closing remarks, y'all go right on ahead. And just remember, keep me and my wife in your prayers and keep her daughter in your prayers as we get ready to go. But I'm already claiming a healing. I told my wife today, and I'm done. I know I'm talking a lot. I told my wife today, I just believe that whatever happened, they're going to say something totally different than what they've already told her. I just believe it. And I'm not a doctor, but the same thing happened to me. And I was in the almost same situation. But like I said before, we're going to take God's word on this. And our steps has already been ordered. And I know he's going to be the one to get the victory. So with that being said, thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Again, I apologize for the mic mess up. That was just the devil. He didn't want me to get off what he wanted me to get off, but he got off anyway. So with that being said, Evangelist Stanton, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Before she comes, I just want to say something real quick. I just want to encourage you. April, around this time, 2 years ago, is when my daughter got sick. And when she got sick, when they finally found out what was wrong with her, they said it was going to take 18 months to 2 years for her to recover, to learn how to walk and talk. I'm just talking about walk and talk and use the bathroom by herself. That's what the doctor said. My daughter has a 4.0 in college right now. She's working 2 jobs. She's working with a brain injury patient. Her patient wasn't even turning over in her bed. She has nursed this girl. This is one of her patients. Her patient can use the bathroom and walk behind a walker right now. So whatever your daughter's going through, it's to help glorify God in it. Because now my daughter can help other individuals with brain injuries because she's been there. Everybody wants a testimony, but they don't want to go through the test. So I encourage you, let this be a testimony that she can put in her belt. When God do bring her out, the ones that had the same diagnosis or similar, and bring them out and testify how good God is in their situation, how you guys are praising God in advance in her situation. Keep praising God in advance for your situations and watch how God bring y'all out. That's all I have to say.
Amen. Thank you. And you know, sometimes you got to, like I said in the very beginning, you got to surround yourself around people, been there, done that. And when you surround yourself around people, been there, done that, this isn't nothing new. They're just giving you something, what you need to get through these bump and rough times. And you know, I'm not going to call them rough times. I just look at it as I'm going to watch God show out, show up and show out. And let people see. It wasn't about doing. I'm done. But thank you, Evangelist Blewett. I appreciate you, in the family and everything that your daughter's been through. Believe you me, we've taken everything. Though that story is right at one of the front pages of what we talk about. Because like I said before, sometimes you need something here that you can see visibly, and how God brings people out. And again, we just want to thank you for that. So, again, if anyone else have any comments, you can go ahead and comment now, and then Evangelist Stanton is going to take us on.
I have a comment. I would just like to say, awesome word, and just looking at verse 28 where it says, "For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints, they are preserved forever." So I would just like to point out the fact that in that verse right there, we have the victory right there, because he said that we aren't forsaken. He doesn't forsake his saints, and that we're preserved forever. And that preserved meaning that we're set aside for the Lord. So if we're set aside, then we're protected. You preserve things that you want to protect. You don't preserve things that you want to get rid of or to throw away. So at the end of the day, we got to realize that that is a thing that God is going to do for our benefit to preserve us. So we're going to be protected by God. So some of the things that we may go through or anything like that, God is going to step in the midst, not only on that, but also just setting aside for eternity. So he'll take care of the different things that we have going on in life because God is going to protect us. Doesn't mean that ain't anything going to happen to us, but he'll definitely protect us. And I will say that when I read that, I just got excited because I felt like, you know, that is a stamp on God will take care of us. That's what I get from that. So just an encouragement for those that need it. God will take care of you. God will preserve you. And it's right there in his word. He will preserve you forever. And that's all I got to say. Good lesson. Thank you.
Amen. I do got one last comment. One last comment for Evangelist Staten. Come on. So verse 25 sticks with me because I'm in my 60s now. So verse 25 of Psalm 37. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. In verse 26, he is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. I have seen this in my life. I have seen this word come true in these two verses. And if I had never believed anything else about the word of God, I know that this is proof and it's true. And again, me and my wife try to do the best we can. We're not fully 100% because nobody is, but we try. And I see the righteousness and the things done in my kids' life that makes me a proud daddy and a proud grandfather. And we try to do and have mercy for others, me, myself, because God had mercy on me. I try to have mercy for others as best I can. And if anybody need anything, I give it. My wife gives it. And in return on my seed, it returns on my family. It returns on that we're not without. And we have some things in our lives right now that are things we just desire. And it's a difference in having what you need and then having what you desire. And I'm not bragging or anything, but I'm going to say this. So the two Mercedes-Benzes that I have two. I bought with cash. And it's just a blessing that this could happen in my life right now based on these two verses, 25 and 26 of Psalms 37. It's just a blessing. And I'm looking at a Corvette now. And I'm not bragging, I promise you. I'm just saying. Believe in the word of God for whatever you need in your life and watch it come through. And Minister Tolbert is in a good space for what he thought to do and is now doing, providing for his family through his own private business. And it's a blessing. Stay in your lane, Minister Tolbert. Stay in your lane and watch your seed get blessed because of what you put in work and effort into right now.
Amen.
By believing in the word of God. And that's for everybody.
Amen. That's
do
right.
The best you can do. We're not perfect, but do the best you can do. And when you fail, God has you because you tried in his name. And that's anybody listening.
I'm a witness to the word of God that his word is true. Amen.
Hey, Elder Oliver, can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Elder Taylor. I got on a little late. I'm sorry, and I apologize for that. And I was on mute for a little while, so I couldn't say nothing. So that's why I'm kind of commenting late. But everything that has been said was for me. Everything. Because of what I'm going through. But he said he never seen his righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. I am a witness to that. And everyone that's listening tonight, you need to be encouraged if you trust Jesus Christ, because he is still working in my life. You know, regardless of what I'm going through in my illness, God is still great to me. And he's still blessing my children. I hear how people say that their children are blessed. Mine are blessed as well. And I'm very, like Elder Lewis said, I'm a proud papa. I may not have everything that I want, but I got mostly everything that I need. And it's because of who I'm trusting in. And Elder Oliver said, don't put all your trust in men. No. But it helps to be able to have a visual on who you're looking at and see what they've gone through and how the Lord brought them through, because you know what they believe. You know what they so encourage them to do the same thing, because they see how the Lord has brought you out. And the only way that they know that they could probably come out, if it's the Lord's will, is if they trust in the Lord and become a saved person, and the Lord becomes their savior. So everything tonight, Elder Oliver, has been right on time. Elder Bluett, Minister Tolbert, Evangelist Stanton, Evangelist Bluett, you know, I just appreciate everything that y'all said tonight, because it really encouraged me as well, because of what I'm going through, you know. And I've let it slow me down a little bit, but it hasn't. But it would never stop me completely until there's no breath in my body, because I know what the Lord is doing in my life. He's creating more patience and his will for me, you know. So I just want to say thank you guys again. And one more thing, and he said that he, in verse 28, he said that the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Not only the wicked, but the seed of the wicked, the ones that come after the wicked, will be cut off. And that should encourage everyone that loves the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in him and believe in him and believe in his word and what he was sharing and what David was saying in these scriptures. So be encouraged, everyone. Again, this is Elder Taylor. I'm not always on every week, just depending on how I'm feeling throughout the day. And I kind of hold off on taking my medicine, just a little testimony on Tuesdays. So I don't go to sleep, but I just want to encourage everyone and let everyone that I love you. The panel, I appreciate you for what you do for the Lord Jesus Christ. And not what you do for man, but what you do for Jesus. I appreciate what you do for man. But I thank you for what you do for Jesus. And if you can't remember nothing else, a brother at work shared with me today, and I didn't see it this way. And I don't know how I didn't see it this way. He said, whatever the Lord does for you is a blessing. And whatever the enemy does for you is a reward. So remember that. Mm. If that makes sense to you. I love you guys. Be encouraged. And Evangelist Stanton, the floor is now yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Wonderful, encouraging word on this evening. Thank you, Elder Oliver, for the lesson. Just the anointing of God was all on the lesson on tonight. We thank the panel for all the comments, for sharing your testimonies, because what happens is when you share your testimony, it helps build the faith of others to hear that you've gone through and what God is doing in your life and how God is coming through. There's no better way to say it, how God is coming through. There is no secret to what God can do. What he's done for others, he can do for you. So if you are listening on tonight and you are going through something, listen to these testimonies. They're, like Elder Blewett said, it's not to brag, but it's to show you what God can do in your life when you are a willing vessel. So that means we have to walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. Let me say that one more time. We have to walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. We have to want God to do a work in our spiritual man and crucify the flesh. So I just want to remind you that that's when your steps are ordered, when you're not walking after the flesh. And none of us have obtained. We daily have to crucify the flesh. We daily have to say, God, I get into your presence. We daily have to say, God, I choose you today. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide me. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring your word to my remembrance. But that's only if you reading. You got to read. You got to study. You got to pray. You got to get into the presence of God so that you can crucify the flesh, so that your steps can be ordered by the Lord, so you can get that food from that good menu. We are just so excited about the word of God. I know that you heard it in all of our voices. It's just exciting to see what God can do. It's exciting to see how God can strengthen you when you're tired, how he can heal you when you're sick, how he can bring peace when there's confusion. Come on now, I'm not going to get all excited again. But it's just so good. The word is just so good. And we just want you, our listeners, to know that on tonight, that God is there for you right where you are at. I don't care what you're doing right now. I don't care if you're smoking, you're drinking, you're cussing, you're looking at somebody with a side eye. God can turn your situation around right now in the name of Jesus. All you have to do is submit and surrender yourself to him. All you got to do is say, God, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sins. I believe that you went to hell and got the keys to death. I believe that you're sitting at the right hand of the Father. I believe that you're interceding on my behalf, that you're praying for me, that there is a purpose and a plan for your life. I accept you as my Lord. I accept you as my Savior in the name of Jesus. And if you pray that prayer, if you say that, just however you say it, I'm telling you, your life can change. The situation may not change immediately, but guess what? You can have peace. You're going to have joy. You're going to have strength. God is your provider. It may not change immediately, but guess what? Your atmosphere, your thoughts, your mind can change. So we're just excited about the word on tonight. We just want to remind you to go back and study this word, the 37th division of Psalm, verses 23 through 30. Go back and just ask God where you fit in those scriptures. We also want to remind you on tonight, Monday night is D&K Bible Break with our own Elder Derek Oliver and Lady Keisha Oliver at 7 p.m. on Monday nights. Of course, our Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m. with our panel. Thursday night, we have the Royal Bluettes at 7 p.m. You definitely want to listen in. That is Elder Bluett's family, which you heard on tonight, and his wife, Evangelist Bluett, and their kids, family. And they just share from their heart how God has brought them through and bringing them through. And you can see as a family, if you just come together in the Word of God, how your family can be turned around. And then Sunday we have Live at the Tabernacle, which is Praise Tabernacle Church, Sunday morning service at 9 a.m. We do have a food pantry. If you would like to be a blessing to the pantry, the food go to feed anyone that stand in need of food. You know, these days, not just the homeless need food. There's people that take their paycheck and have to decide how to divide it up. And sometimes they don't get as much food as they would like to. So the food pantry is there for anyone. If you would like to give for the food pantry, you can reach out to ptcforchrist@gmail.com. Once again, that is ptcforchrist@gmail.com. If you have any prayer requests, any testimonies, or if there's a topic you would like for us to discuss, you can also send us an email at that same email address, ptcforchrist@gmail.com. We are just so excited for you on tonight. You have the opportunity to submit and surrender your life to Christ. We pray that you did. And if you have any questions or if you need a Bible, email us at ptcforchrist@gmail.com. And with that, I'm going to say a prayer. And Elder Oliver, we just believe in on tonight with you and Lady Keisha Oliver and anybody that is experiencing any illness, that God is the healer and the deliverer. Stand in belief, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it smells like, no matter what it seems like. Walk by faith and not by sight. Just stay in belief with your words. Say, stay in belief with your words. Get it. It is written in your mouth. Just like Elder Oliver said, he's already excited about the outcome because he is believing with his wife that her daughter is going to be made whole. And we're believing with you in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you for this lesson on tonight. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you. Your word changes our mind, God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would renew our minds in the name of Jesus, that we would have a different outlook upon our situations and our circumstances. Father God, we thank you for your healing virtue. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed. I pray for anyone that is experiencing illness or dis-ease that you would bring healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you would order our footsteps each and every moment of the day as we submit and surrender ourselves unto you. We pray, Father God, that every listener on tonight would give themselves to you in the name of Jesus and see that their lives can change. I pray that everyone have a great rest of the week. You stay encouraged. Read the Word of God. Worship and get into His presence. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory. And with that, we'd like to recite Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Have an amazing rest of the evening and have a great week. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.